He could feel her trembling, with nervousness about the High Mage's disappointment, perhaps. Or perhaps she's excited to be next to me. He was used to the adoration of others, his charm, his attractive form, and his place as the heir to the realm were a potent combination, he knew, and the prince was not one to ignore such obvious advantages. Although he wouldn't go as far as to admit it, his status and the reaction it caused animated him, brought him pleasure. It was addictive, this feeling, the near worship his subjects had for him. "It seems almost a waste of time," he said in a wistful tone, and she looked at him, alarm on her plain features. "A waste? What do you mean?" He paused to let her agitation build before relieving it with a suave line. "Because none of the flowers in my mother's garden can even come close to your own beauty." She simpered, and he held back his annoyance. Women like this young seer were too eager. There wasn't any challenge in the seduction. Reminding himself of her usefulness, he moved closer to her, knowing it would make her heart beat harder. "Tell me, my lovely one, have you seen anything interesting in your visions lately?" His casual tone did not reflect the depth of interest he had in the question. He'd never expected any competition for his parents' affections, and given how infatuated they were with their brat, he knew it was just a matter of time before the creature was stealing the attention of his loyal subjects as well. "If she knows something, anything, about that crying, cooing thing, then I want to know it too." Her face screwed up as she considered his question.
"There was something interesting, confusing even." She gave him an undignified look, bunching her shoulders and giggling. "I haven't even told the High Mage about it yet."
"Go on," he said, his interest engaged.
"There was a woman of beauty and strength, like us, but not..."
Nose wrinkled, gaze far away, her voice softened.
"In a thick forest, in the deep of night, a force stalks her, making demands. I see myself then, like the sunrise, like salvation. And the funniest thing was, she didn't even have a..."
"That is strange," he interrupted, made impatient by the lack of his own part in the nonsensical vision she was narrating. "But it makes me wonder if perhaps you've seen anything meaningful about my own future. I will be the ruler of the realm one day, after all. Surely there is something noteworthy about me in your visions."
She considered his words, brushing a lock of frizzy white blonde hair from her face. "I can't say that I've seen anything related to you, Your Highness," she admitted. "Although images do swirl around your infant sister, I fear the poor dear is in for an interesting life."
"That's so." His disappointment nearly swallowed the polite persona he was clinging to. "That horrible little pest stealing my thunder." The knowledge that fate had something in store for the creature solidified the hatred he felt toward the infant. "Then again, maybe I can use that to my advantage." He led her through the archway and into the courtyard where a large stone fountain stood, a statue of a female in a gauzy gown pouring water from a large jug, contributing to the peaceful atmosphere. The fountain served as the entrance to the gardens, a stone path taking them between tall, carefully manicured hedges that flowered with small pink blooms. Deeper they went until they were entirely alone in the fragrant oasis. He led her to a stone bench surrounded by blooms with a small pond nearby, the sound of trickling water combining with birdsong to create a pleasant soundtrack in contrast to the conversation he planned to start. "These images you see relating to my sister," he started, his hand taking hers as he leaned in intently. "Is there anything dangerous among them?" She stared into his eyes, distracted by his handsome features.
"Dangerous?"
He nodded, cupping her face and stroking her cheek with his thumb. "Something that might represent a risk to the realm." The seer bit her lip, her eyes filling with arousal at their closeness. Although he appreciated the response he invoked in females, this one did little to kindle his own urges. Releasing his hold on her so as not to distract her further, he waited patiently for an answer. He watched as she tucked a lock of hair behind her ears and let out a deep breath.
"It's difficult to say if something will turn out dangerous or not. I can scarcely interpret the symbols, I see, let alone guess what the future holds for our little princess."
He detested the sweet smile gracing her face as she thought about the creature